We can get in touch with what feels good physically. Like, what feels good? Sometimes we are so disconnected, and the reasons we get disconnected have taken place over time, but we can really release all of that inhibitive programming. We can release all those programs by just starting to do what feels good physically. And this is a very natural tendency for kids. You'll see them bop up and down. They'll appear to be grooving. There may not even be music playing. And yet they're grooving around. They might swing their arms around, jump in a 360. Anything that feels good. And you can start to get in touch even in subtle ways now. What would feel good? Well, it feels good if I lift my shoulders a little bit. Happens to feel good if I put my arms out in front of me and do some light up and down motions. And, it happens to be good if I put some more weight on the back of my ankles. These are just, they just come to you. You don't need to think. In fact, this is what comes to you when you do not think. You begin to just feel, and you feel what is, what gives you release, and you feel what elevates your mood. You'll feel what erases lies. And these are, just seem to happen physically, but it's actually an elevation, a transcendence of worlds. So we can do what feels good. And if we forget, maybe we're at work on a job or we're just taking care of responsibilities and we might forget. And at that point, we might be noticing the stiffness of body or the compressed points. And we can remind ourselves then, we could even listen back to this podcast and remember to groove, to move. And if people point out because they are uncomfortable because they're not grooving and they try to make you feel uncomfortable, you do not need to feel uncomfortable. You might need to shake off what they sent at you, but you just shake it off. Groove, move, really let joy fill you. And when you start to feel it fill you, continue to let it fill you and keep continuing and realize then that there is no limit to our joy. And we might take a moment for some of us to grasp there is no limit to our joy. So if we start to feel a little bit of joy, just allow more and more and allow more. And really getting your body into a pleasant experience can really flip the switch. It can really elevate us immediately. So I encourage you, whatever it is, maybe it's tilting a little bit to one side and swinging your arm, or it could be bopping up and down at the knees while looking up at the sky. I don't know. You get in touch, and one way is to release your thoughts. And how do we release our thoughts? Well, let's just send them out in a straight line. Have them come together at the middle of your mind and then shoot them out, kind of like a shooting star out the front of your head. Really, you can do that. You'll be totally at peace. We can send all thoughts back. We reflect them. They don't even stay with us. Thoughts we know are not our own. No thought is our own, and if it has come at us, we just reflect it back. And we hold nothing. We are the stillness, centered. We're not rotating around anything else. We're not being flung through outer space. We are the center. This is not egotistical, because by being the center, we are the mirror. It's not an identification. It is an experience of purity. We are pure. We are pure. and our mind can experience that clarity, our body can feel the sensations of joy. Thank you for being here with me, and my love to you.